Wondering where the time is slipping away? You're not alone. They say time slips away when you're having fun. With all the fun things happening in New West week after week, it's hard to imagine otherwise. We've rounded up a list of highlights for the week ahead, for you to continue enjoying August and summer like you have in the past. For weather watchers, sun and heat ahead so far, the week ahead looks toasty. New Westminster's Weatherhood local forecast, as of the writing of this post, calls for a sweltering hot start to the week, with a high of 34°C on Monday and 2% chance of rains. The heat is expected to taper off the rest of the week, albeit slightly, with highs of 31°C on Tuesday and Wednesday, followed by 30°C on Thursday. Forecasts tend to change quickly, but you can always bookmark your New West Weatherhood forecast for the latest hyperlocal weather. However, keep that sunscreen handy, you might need it, and also, this list of ways to stay cool in New West. For everyone, community events mornings by the river, on Tuesday, August 15, head to the Westminster Pier Park from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. for a day of heartfelt singing and dancing, with indie folk music and stories from children's books. Fridays on Front, everyone's favorite block party is back on the Front Street Muse this Friday, August 18, with a pride theme. The fun runs from 5 to 9 p.m. with entertainment, kids' activities, a mini artisan market, local food vendors, food trucks and, of course, Steel and Oak beer and Pacific Breeze wine. All are welcome. New West Farmers Market. Take in the sun, grab some food and enjoy the freshest local produce at New West's popular market. The next market is on Thursday, August 17 from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tipperary Park, next to New Westminster City Hall. Explore food trucks, vendors, live music and family-friendly activities. For a full vendor list, see the market website. Pride Week. There's a whole lot of things happening in New West to mark Pride Week. Here's a curated list of the ultimate guide to celebrating diversity and inclusivity in the city. Sketching by the river. Capture the beauty and movement of the Fraser River through a free outdoor drawing class led by a local artist and art teacher. It's on Thursday, August 17 at the Waterfront Esplanade, with a drop-in session from 2 to 4 p.m. for youth and teens, and an adult session from 6 to 8 p.m. For performance lovers, Outdoor Music Monday Music in the Park. Drop by the Centennial Lodge in Queen's Park on Monday, August 14 for a free fun music performance by No Fun, who are described as the Beatles of Surrey, from 6 to 8 p.m. as part of this outdoor music series, returning for the third year. Queen's Park Concert Series. Enjoy the warm summer evenings in the park with soothing music at Queen's Park Bandshell from 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday, August 20. This week's performance features Nova Sol. For arts lovers, shows around Town Gallery at Queen's Park. The Arts New West Gallery is featuring the new group exhibit Tifoni. Coastal Influence, featuring the work of four artists inspired by Tifoni, the natural sculptural rock formations of BC's Gulf Islands. It's underway until August 27. The gallery is open Wednesdays through Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and admission is free, though donations are always welcome. Anvil Center Community Art Gallery. The Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, presents the new feature exhibition Avifauna, Sight and Perception, featuring the work of artists Molly Gray and Nancy Whiteside. It's on starting July 31 and runs through the summer, until September 20. You can drop in between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Sunday, August 13. Artist Molly Gray will give a live lino cut carving demonstration from 1 to 3 p.m. For City Hall and School Board watchers, summer break. Summer break continues for political watchers. There are no scheduled City Council meetings until August 28 and no school board meetings until September 26. Watch for more news later in the summer. With files from Julie McClellan.